are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy for many to overlook the need for self-reflection and growth. But what if taking time to pause and reflect could be the secret to unlocking their best selves? So let's explore how men can carve out moments for personal reflection, leading to true self-improvement. And we are joined on the line by Pastor Rizwi, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah, we are good as well, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we can interact as men. May you bless our deliberations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things reflections, you know, which is something we do sometimes, we hardly do. I reflected the other day and I almost had a breakdown. So it's not that easy. It's not that easy, you know. So, but why do you think, you know, personal reflection is important for self-improvement?
Thank you so much. You know, personal reflection is the practice of examining oneself, one's thoughts, actions, and motivations with the goal of fostering growth. It is important because it allows individuals to pause, assess their current reality, and envision a better future. You know, as you said in your introduction, that we are living in a culture where, as men, we are so busy and are consumed in these responsibilities. It might be work, family, and social obligations to the neglect of ourselves. Yeah. So personal reflection is important because it gives us this opportunity to assess our thoughts and actions, even motivations, so that we can foster growth.
So looking at, you know, practical ways, you know, that men can make time for themselves, you know, for self-reflection in their lives. What are those? Because we're busy, you know. I'm not a man, but I'm just going to throw it in there. I actually reflect on this because, like, I drove without listening to anything. So yes, it gave me time for my thoughts to actually wander around, you know. But looking at how men are so busy, they've got work, they've got families, they've got this, you know, at what point now do they set out time saying, you see, now I'm going to reflect, or this is the time where I'm going to be reflecting now?
Yeah, I would want to share maybe some, not all, some practical ways which men can also try to employ in their lives to have this time of self-reflection. You need to be intentional. Yeah, for this thing to work, you need to be intentional. So the first thing that I might share, maybe kind of a daily journaling, maybe setting aside 5 to 10 minutes at the end of each day to write down thoughts, feelings, or experience. This aids in the process, in processing emotions, recognizing some patterns of how your life is leading. Another thing would be meditation or prayer. You know, you need to carve out time for meditation or prayer, which allows for deeper introspection and connection to one's inner self and spirituality. Sometimes you need nature, or you need to interact with nature. Spend time in nature, because nature provides a tranquil environment, which gives you room to reflect, helping to clear the mind and focus on personal thoughts. Sometimes you also need to maybe schedule reflection sessions, setting specific times, such as, you know, at the end of the week, you need to review your goals and experiences, which might also encourage accountability in the self-reflection process. These are some of the ways in which men can try to enter into this aspect of self or personal reflection.
So when we are reflecting, Mfundisi, you know, this thing with today, you see, we are speaking, we're encouraging men, you know, to do this thing. How does it help them, you know, in terms of recognizing, you know, areas where they are lacking or areas where they need to change, areas where they're doing good? Because reflection is not about, it's not all about the bad, you know. So when they are reflecting, you know, how does it help them in terms of recognizing those areas?
Thank you. You know, I once read somewhere where it says, if a person, you know, is traveling and they disregard the guideposts which gives direction, in as much as they would sincerely walk, they will find themselves lost. So that's how this important thing is. So self-reflection enables men to gain insight into their lives,
okay,
you know, shining a light on areas that may require change. You know, the Bible in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. This is important. So this examination fosters awareness of personal weaknesses, habits, and areas of dissatisfaction, or even areas that you are doing well. As you say, it's not all about bad things, but you need to reflect so that you have time to see whether you are in the right direction. If you are in the right direction, you need to improve so that you can continue to grow and also achieve fulfillment.
Okay. So looking at, you know, you know, we can reflect, Mfundisi, but we are not honest with ourselves, ne? You're like, that's not the one, you know, but you know, looking at what role now does, you know, honesty play when men reflect on their personal growth? Because you can reflect, but now if you're not being honest, saying, Eshia, there I'm actually lacking, there I need to change this, there I need to improve, then nothing is going to help out. So what role does honesty play in that situation?
Yeah, as men, we need to understand that honesty is an integral element of self-reflection. We need to be honest with ourselves. It requires individuals to confront uncomfortable truths about themselves. You know, I like what David says in Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. It says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So this kind of honesty, self-assessment, leads to real accountability,
okay,
and sets the stage for genuine healing and improvement. So if we are not honest with ourselves, in as much as we will self-reflect and identify areas which needs to be improved, but if you are not honest and sincere with ourselves, we will find ourselves walking in the same way, you know, in the wrong direction and not growing ourselves. But if we really want to grow and improve ourselves, we need to be honest with ourselves in this self-reflection or personal reflection activity.
Okay. So looking at, you know, we spoke about honesty now, looking at accountability, you know, so how can a man, you know, turn their reflections into actionable steps, you know, with self-improvement?
Yes, thank you for that. It's also an important aspect that we need to make this thing real. We need to put things into action. The first thing that we might maybe do is to set some kind of specific goals. After reflecting on areas for change, we need to establish maybe measurable and attainable goals that directly address these areas. Sometimes you also need to create an action plan to develop a step-by-step plan to tackle each goal. We put milestones that we mark to track progress. Sometimes we also need to seek accountability. You know, the Bible in Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So we need to share reflections and goals with a trusted friend or a mentor who can encourage and hold us accountable for this thing to work. We also need to review and adjust. Take time to regularly revisit their reflections and goals, such that you evaluate your progress and make necessary adjustments as you see in your review. So these are some of the actionable steps that we need to take as men for this thing to work and achieve growth and personal improvement.
Okay. All right. So as we wrap it up, Mfundisi, what word would you give now to the men in terms of self-reflection? There are people that are scared of it. There are people that don't do it. So what would you advise to these men?
Well, what I would say is in this kind of world that often prioritizes busyness, you know, where we are busy, we are so much consumed in our activities. Personal reflection is a powerful tool for men who are seeking growth and self-improvement. So by embracing this vital practice, as men, we can unlock deeper understanding, honesty, and actionable change within ourselves. You know, so also with biblical guidance and practical steps, as men, we can find this transformation that we need, which will lead us into a life long journey of personal development, so that we can be the best selves that we can be. So I would encourage men to say, take time, pause. You need to pause and reflect. This is the way to growth and personal improvement. Without it, we might sincerely walk, but we'll find ourselves reeling in the same circles without growth and improvement.
Yeah, indeed. When this we have spoken, I'm going to ask that please do offer a word of prayer as we close.
Thank you. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this moment that you have given us to interact, to share on personal reflection. May you enable us, give us this courage. Help us not to be embarrassed when we have personally reflected and see weaknesses and habits that needs to change in our lives. We pray that you enable us to achieve the best that we can, so that we can contribute value in society, in our families, even in your mission. Mm. Continue to bless each and every man in this world. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundis, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Good day.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.